from the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Welcome to the Everything Lydia Radio Show, where you're challenged to check your ordinary at the door and live a more remarkable life. Your host, Lydia Shevardowski, does it all. She's a lawyer, a black belt, philanthropist, and a beauty queen who is working for you. And you can hear just about everything and anything on the Everything Lydia Radio Show, from politics to pocketbooks, every Wednesday night at 6:30, only on WGBB 1240 AM or online at www.am1240wgbb.com. Now, your host, Lydia.
And greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Everything Lydia Radio Show. I'm your host, Lydia Shevardowski, and tonight we're going to hear all about what it takes to become Long Island royalty. And joining me tonight are two very special young ladies. My first guest was just crowned Miss Long Island 2013 at the Patchogue Theater on August 12th. She was born and raised in Westbury and is a graduate from Adelphi University, where she earned a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's degree in childhood education. My guest has worked with organizations which help prevent child abuse in America, and every holiday season, including just this past year, while she was actually teaching, she created a prom dress giveaway event. And throughout her reign this year, my guest will be promoting child advocacy and the notion that the older generations are responsible for instilling values in children that allow them to become great Americans and great human beings. My first guest is Jessica Rico. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Lydia.
Great that you're here.
Thank you so much.
And also joining us this evening is a young lady who was just crowned Miss Long Island Teen 2013. She's only 15 years old, lives in Smithtown, and attends Smithtown High School. My guest is looking forward to promoting her platform, Beautiful. I love that. That's very good. An idea which teaches teens across Long Island to be self-accepting individuals. She's also involved with a school club called High School Heroes, where she has volunteered to teach children in local elementary schools. And my other very special guest is Nikki Orlando. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Lydia.
You ladies are so beautiful.
Thank you.
It's really great to have the two sister queens here. And I will disclose to everyone that I was your judge.
Yes.
And I had a say in the fact that you were selected, which is really fabulous. You're both terrific.
Thank you.
All right. So tell me, how has life been since you won?
It's crazy, actually. There's a lot going on. There's a lot more than I thought that there would be. I get to spend a lot of time with my sister queen, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
I only have older brothers and sisters, so I have somebody now a little closer to my age that I get to hang out with. So I enjoy that a lot.
Uh-huh.
And there's just a lot of events I'm going to, a lot of networking, and I hope to really make this year really amazing.
Fabulous. And Nikki, what's been it like for you?
Pretty much the same thing as Jessica. I've been spending a lot of time with her. I mean, we've only been crowned for about 2-3 weeks.
What time is it, right?
Yeah, I know. But so far, you know, it's really a great experience, and I'm really looking forward to all the new events that we're going to be attending.
Well, I have to tell you, the both of you make such an impact and have such a presence. We were just at an event at the BMW dealership for Gem Magazine, and I have to tell you, you just have this, both of you, especially together, just this glow about you and the smiles, and it's just so beautiful to see. So this is my question. You ready?
Because
I know how I felt when I won, but like, how is it the night when you, after you won, like when you were laying in bed and you were about to go to sleep? Tell me about that.
Well, it's a moment I didn't think would ever happen. So it was really surreal. It was amazing. I really went home and just ate pizza and hung out with my whole family. And I said, I'm going to get up and go get ice cream. And I was just too lazy and too tired because we had been in rehearsals all day since 8:30 that morning. So I was really exhausted.
Yeah.
So I went to bed pretty early. I thought I'd sleep in really late the next day, but I think my adrenaline got me up at like 6:30 and I was on the computer checking all the Facebook messages, and I didn't go back to sleep after that. So,
And how about you, Nikki? What was your experience that night like?
Well, first of all, it was so amazing coming right off the stage and seeing my whole family there, just all so excited for me because, I mean, I worked so hard and I prepared really long for this pageant, and really afterwards with my whole family, we all went out to a really nice restaurant. We had a great dinner together, and that night I went to bed wanting to sleep in my crown and sash because all I wanted to do was just wear it around the house.
Yeah.
So, awesome day.
Aw. Well, like I said, I remember that that evening also when I had won Mrs. New York America, and it's just you don't even want to sleep, and you wake up and you're kind of pinching yourself. So
yeah,
fabulous. All right, let's talk a little bit about the journey to the crown itself. I know obviously there's an application process. Nikki, what is that like for the teen pageant?
Well, you have to sign up. You have to just basically give in also a judge's bio. You have to tell a little bit about yourself, about your what platform you want to be choosing, and then you submit a photo.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what you had to apply for.
That's the preliminary screening that goes in. Now, what was I going to say? I remember looking at the bios. And they do go through quite a number of very detailed questions about your schooling, about and that you did mention a platform. Now, Miss USA is not a platform-based pageant, but this one is.
Yeah.
Even though you're on your on the road to the, you know, you would be Miss USA, right, Jessica?
Hopefully.
And Nikki
would hopefully,
Teen USA. Tell us a little bit about, actually, let me go to you for a second.
Okay.
The application process for you, was it difficult to fill out that bio form or anything like that? Or
the first time, yes. I've done it a few times, so it's gotten
a
lot easier.
How many times have you competed?
Well, this is my fourth time competing in Miss Long Island. I never even placed. I placed the first time I did it, but I didn't place top five until this year. So that's why it was so amazing for me. But the application process is hard. I mean, there's lots of questions you have to answer, and you have to try to show how great you would be if you became Miss Long Island and why you deserve to have the crown. So
okay. I know that at being the judge in the pageant, that the bio sheet is used for purposes of the interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's an interview portion to this pageant. Mm-hmm. What, if anything, did you ladies do to prepare for the interview? Big smile on your face. Nikki, what did you do?
Well, over the summer, I actually had a pageant coach. Her name was Jackie Brooks. She was absolutely amazing.
I know Jackie.
Jackie. Oh, my God, Jackie.
Okay.
Yeah, so she just drilled me a bunch of questions. We really went over, like, the variety of questions that you'd be asked during an interview.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty much how I prepared for the interview.
Okay, so you had to coach, and she'd be asking you questions.
Yes.
How about you, Jess?
Similar to that, I had my family kind of all the time ask me questions. When you're at the dinner table, I would print out a bunch of different questions that could be possibly asked, and they would drill me with questions, and I'd even have some people who were, you know, mean judges, or judges that weren't excited to be there, or judges that are trying to act like they don't like you, and so you kind of have to get used to it, because, you know, sometimes people have a poker face on, and you don't really know. So I actually walked out of the interview thinking it was terrible this year.
Really?
Yes.
So I was the best judge, right?
Yeah, you smiled the whole time.
Yeah.
So that makes you feel much better. Some people don't smile, and then you feel really, really scared.
Well, you know what happens, you know, now that the pageant's over, you know, there are some young ladies that walk up, and they're so nervous that, for example, and just so you know, it's a little bit of a blur because there's so many girls, but one of the girls, and I have no idea who she was, but she was so nervous, her voice was cracking, and I noticed that on her hobbies, she said she enjoys blah, 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 and shopping. I said, I like shopping, and you like shopping. Where do you like to shop? And it, like, really broke the ice, and she kind of took a deep breath, and everyone laughed, and then all of a sudden, she kind of got back on track. Was that you?
No, that's my friend, but I know who you're talking about.
But she was very nervous, I have to tell you. I don't, like I said, I don't even know who it was. Okay, so you know, what percentage does Lori tell you? Now, Lori Thomas is the pageant director.
Yeah.
Does she give a percentage of, like, what portion the interview is worth? Like, do they split that up or no?
Not really. I think that the way she explains is that you're scored for interview, bathing suit, evening gown, and then I think the scores are kind of wiped away, and then they go into the onstage question and your 1 minute platform speech, which I had to do. The teens didn't. So that's how she kind of explains it. She doesn't really tell you the percentage.
Yeah, you know, I know the answer. I'm just testing. Just kidding. All right. So the next thing that I want to talk about, I have to tell you, they were some of the most beautiful gowns ever. You two had spectacular, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So first, let's ask you, Jess.
Okay.
Tell us how that came about that you selected that gown.
Okay. I have done pageants since I was 16, and I've had 1,000 different gowns. And this year was the most amazing gown I've ever had, and it was my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it on a website, pageantresale.com, and I got it from a former pageant queen, and she sold it to me for $250, and she mailed it in a little box, and it was like, it came, and I'm like, this cannot be my dress.
Yeah.
It was in a tiny box, all wrapped, like, curled and pushed inside, and I took it to the dry cleaner, and it was was the beautiful. Most perfect dress I've ever had in my whole life. So I was obsessed with
well,
it.
Well, I have to tell you, when I did see it, it reminded me of one of mine, only because it had like the little sheer here, mm-hmm. right? And it had the bone, mm-hmm. the bone, whatever the heck it is.
I call it a stand-up dress because I can't sit in it.
You can't, no,
I can't,
you can't
like, at all.
You're not
I think
to.
Lori, when she called the top 10 forward, Lori was like, oh, put your trophies down next to you. And I turned to one of the girls behind me and I'm like, can you put this down? I can't get it down. I was like, I can't bend down. So, yeah, it's a stand-up dress.
I love it. I love it. And Nikki, yours was just breathtaking mm-hmm. as well. Tell me about that, how it came about that you purchased that particular gown.
Well, actually, last year was my first time competing in the Long Island pageant. I was second runner-up. It was my first pageant as a teen, mm-hmm. so I had to totally like start fresh with a brand-new dress. So, actually, the first place we actually went to, it's called Flair. It's a place in Stony Brook. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite dress stores, and believe it or not, it was probably, I think it was one of the second or third dresses I've tried on, and yeah. just right away, I just knew that was the one, because...
Were you with your mom?
I was with my mom. I brought my mom.
That's always fun. Hey, I'm 47, I still bring my mom.
Yeah.
True. It comes with me. Of course. And it's so funny, because the minute I put something on, I either get... or the like, big smile.
That's the one.
She doesn't have to say a word, so that's great.
Yep.
All right, you both looked really fabulous in your swimsuits as well. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a tough thing, because let me tell you something. You know, you're up on stage in a bikini, basically.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how that feels and how you selected the swimwear, because, you know, I'm curious.
I hate it. Yeah. It's the worst part of the pageant for me. I dread it, but I always, it's kind of like I dread it before it happens, and as soon as I step on stage, it's like everything goes away. That's how the whole pageant goes for me. I'm very nervous behind stage, but as soon as I step on, and especially because you're backstage, so you're trying on your bathing suit, and you're looking at everybody else in their bathing suit, and of course, because you're a girl, you're like, oh, well, she's much thinner than me, and her thighs aren't as big as mine, and you know, that's how girls are sometimes, so, and you're in a dressing room. This was actually, she was my partner in the dressing room, and then we won.
Oh my gosh.
She was my teen every miss had a teen partner to share the mirror with, and she was my teen partner.
That's
so
great.
Yeah.
That's
so the bathing suit is very nerve-wracking, but as soon as you hit the stage, or as soon as I hit the stage, it kind of goes away.
All right, remind me, which one did you have on again?
It was black, and it had white and gray,
a white and gray
stripe. Yeah, I actually bought it about 3 or 4 days before the pageant. I switched my bathing suit last minute, and it was a little bit expensive. My mom's like, "I'll just buy it for you," and I was like, "Thank you." And then after, I'm like, "That's so good. We bought that. Thank God we bought that bathing suit."
Well, it looks great.
Thank you.
And Nikki, you too. I mean, I have to tell you. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how you... I know these sound like trivial questions, but like...
No.
I don't know. Maybe because I'm looking at it from... Or talking to you from a different perspective. You know, these things are important.
Of course. Well, definitely bathing suit is one of the more nerve-wracking parts of the competition, as told by many of the other girls. But me, myself, I actually am very comfortable with my body. I like the way I look. So I was actually excited for the bathing suit competition.
Yeah.
Electric blue is probably one of my favorite colors. And I thought that was... an awesome bathing suit, especially to choose on stage because it really stands out.
Right.
So as far as the bathing suit comes, I really like that.
It really was great.
Yeah.
All right, Thank you. Did you guys work out like crazy before this thing or what?
Yeah. I already, the second I won, I called my old trainer up and was like, let's go, I gotta get in the gym, I miss New York soon.
New York.
That was pretty much the first thing I did after I won almost.
Where do you train locally? Do you go to a gym or do you have a personal trainer? Or how does?
I used to have a personal trainer when I was doing them, and I kind of left them for about a year and a half. They're the personal trainer studio in Garden City, and because I'm in Nassau County, so I go there and I called them back up and I was like, I have to come back, I won, and they were so happy, so that's where I'm at now. So
all right, great. And how about you? You don't even tell me. I don't work out.
Well, when I was 15 I didn't either, so
I don't think I remember being 15, so
yeah, well, me myself, I don't really work out too much, but you know, I am a part of my school kickline team, so there's my form of working out. I always watch what I eat and just be careful with all that.
Okay.
So, that's what I do.
I am.
And for those of you out there who are just joining us now, my guests this evening are Jessica Rico, Miss Long Island 2013, and Nikki Orlando, Miss Long Island Teen 2013. And we're talking about their very special journey to winning their crowns. All right. So it's the day of the pageant. And I'm sure you both have butterflies, right? Mm-hmm. No one knows who's going to win. You're eyeing each other up saying, who's going to win, who's going to win? Like, what's going through your head at that point?
Well, I actually had butterflies 2 weeks in advance.
Oh, really? Imagine.
I was having dreams and visions of just, then it was really started hitting me like the week before. I just kept thinking about it constantly. But definitely the day of the pageant, it was mixed emotions. I was nervous, I was anxious, I was excited, but I was scared. But, you know, once you really get on stage, everything is pretty much just a blur. You're just there, you just work it, you do exactly
what you... don't have time to even think.
Yeah, exactly. No, you really don't. Right. You really don't.
It's like 1-2 skidoo. You get your interview in.
Exactly.
And you're getting changed, you're getting ready. Next thing you know, they're pushing you out on stage.
Exactly.
You're doing everything, so.
Mm-hmm. For me, I think really what changed this year for me was I kind of went into it not stressing. Mm-hmm. I had done it 4 years before, and you know, this was my fourth time doing it, and I kind of just said to them, like, I'm just going to see what happens. This might be the last time I do it. Let's just do it stress-free. Have a good time. I was even telling all the girls backstage, they were like, it's got to be your time sometime. You do it every year. You're so good. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, this might be my last, you know, hurrah. We'll see what happens. I'm just having a good time. And I think because I was relaxed and not stressed, I think that made me do better.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Because usually the women that, and even, I don't care what age it is, mm-hmm. even with the misses. I mean, when I went into this, was when I did Mrs. New York America, it was my first beauty ever, first beauty pageant. And I just went in just on a lark. I didn't even, I wasn't really going there to win. Mm-hmm. And my husband was very cute. And he hates when I say this, but he you know, there's a lot of attractive women and he supported me. He was wonderful. But he's like, you know, honey.
Yeah. Chances.
And I just enjoyed the moment, right? Like you guys did. And you're up there and you're just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the key, is just enjoying yourself and having fun.
This is the first year I actually enjoyed before winning, and I know I won, so that made me enjoy myself more. Right. What I'm saying is I enjoyed the whole day more than I ever have, and I think it's because I wasn't stressed out and I was just enjoying myself that made me, you know, ultimately win, I think, this year. So.
Could be. All right. So behind the scenes, you know, people love gossip and love any mean girls or anything like that?
Honestly, a lot of people think that pageantry is all about, you know, who's prettier. Yeah, it's like you're all in a secret battle. Yeah. But really, honestly, it's not at all. You know, you become...
I think it is, but not here.
Yeah.
I agree with that one.
When it's,
When
you go to New York, you're going to see it's not,
that's
not
gonna
in
be
Kansas.
A whole other experience. No, I know. But at the Long Island pageant, you know, we all became so close. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we felt like a family. You know, everyone got along. We were all friends. We all had same interests. So it was really...
Well, you all live in the same areas. You go to the same schools. You compete against teams and stuff.
Yeah.
It's definitely a camaraderie that I think it's very unique. You don't find that in a lot of different areas, you know?
Yeah.
And was it the same for you? Now, you guys were obviously together most of the time.
Well, no, we couldn't be... We weren't in the dressing room at the same time.
Yeah,
like, team would go in, we would swap out, but we, you know, we shared the same space.
Yeah.
But for me, I agree with what you said. I've been to other pageants, and I've been further, and and I think it gets intense after this. I think that girls can be a little mean, but honestly, the Long Island pageant is very... different. It's not like that at all. And even all of the past winners are always around, always supporting us, always letting us email them, anything. It's really totally different from anything I've been a part of before.
And I don't think Lori would put up with that.
No, probably not. No, you should see her the morning of. So
she, I did.
Oh, yeah, she's crazy.
yeah, absolutely. All right, so both of you, like we mentioned earlier, it's even though the U.S. system is not a platform-based system.
Okay.
I know that to be Miss Long Island and Miss Long Island Teen, you do have to have a platform.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your platforms and why you selected them. Maybe Nikki, you go first.
Okay, my platform is called Be Beautiful, and it's spelled in a special way. It's spelled B-U and then tiful, basically the two words standing out, B-U. It's basically an idea to teach teens across Long Island that we're all self-accepting individuals. That's something that's very important to me. It's a characteristic that I feel is really lacking in teens and young women today, of being self-acceptance of yourself. Always, you know, it's really important always just to be yourself, always keep your head held up high, just ignore the negative influence from other people, because unfortunately the world happens to be very opinionated.
Well, it's very difficult. I mean, my daughter's only 11 and she's starting middle school now, and it's just so hard.
No, it is
for
hard.
Kids
it
too.
Is hard.
And if you don't fit into that little
exactly.
mold, all of a sudden you feel different and you're torn, because do you want to be the different kid? Do you want to be the kid that doesn't fit in, or do you want to follow the herd mentality and get along and be part of the popular crowd? I mean, this has been going on forever. Mm-hmm. You know, it happened when I was a kid, you know, many moons ago.
Definitely. No, I know.
So, but I think that that's a terrific philosophy, is to basically, you know, love other people, not despite their differences, but because of them.
Exactly.
You know, it makes us unique. And yeah, so that's terrific. Mm-hmm. And I'll get to you back with what you do with it. But Jessica, tell us a little bit. But just wait, before that, why did you select that particular platform?
I selected that because it's actually something that I've experienced in my life. I mean, I'm a sophomore in Smithton High School East. So I'm always around girls and people do, you know, say things behind my back or other people's back. So it's something
How could they possibly say anything about you?
Well, you know.
Okay, well, I could say it. They're just jealous. But I'm allowed to say that because I'm a mom, too. You know, that's what I tell my daughter.
So,
you know,
yeah,
they make themselves feel better by bringing other people down, unfortunately.
No, yeah, which is sad, you know.
And
it shouldn't be that way.
I think that parents have to be involved in this whole issue, you know.
Yeah, that's one reason, because me and my mommy, we are best friends. That's something that's really unique about me and her. So I share everything with her, so I feel that she's definitely something that keeps me out of trouble and helps me.
And that's, and can I tell you, it never ends, because that's still the way it is with me and my mommy.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We don't know exactly how old she is, but she's over 70. She won't tell us. She came over from Poland. They changed the papers. They didn't have, like, no, she was a child of World War II. They didn't even have any papers.
So she won't tell anybody?
I don't know. We don't know.
That's awesome.
So I'll have to talk to her siblings and find out, but I think they keep it all a secret. But anyway, so Jess, your platform is what, and why did you select it?
My platform is child advocacy. I really selected it because it's something I've been doing my whole life, pretty much. My mom's a teacher. She's been a teacher for many years, about 17 years. I think that's right. She's an elementary school teacher, and so I've been around that my whole life, and I think my parents really made me learn that, just because I had a great life, and I really did. I had a great childhood, and I was brought up in a great family, that's not true for all the children in America, and especially not even America, but just the children on Long Island. Mm-hmm. There's so many children that weren't fortunate enough to have the life that I did, the childhood that I did. And I saw that a lot when I was teaching. I was taught in a very underprivileged school district. And
Are you teaching there now, by the way?
I'm substitute teaching this year. Yeah, my position was cut. So sad. I was a kindergarten and first grade teacher last year, and I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
But you see hardships. There's a boy who used to steal our crayons because he just wanted to color at home. He doesn't have crayons, and you know, he's not trying to be a criminal. He doesn't have crayons. He wants to color. So, you know, you see things like that. So my platform was based because of that, started because of that. And it's going to keep going, because I'm going to continue being a teacher, and I'll be a mother one day. And hopefully I'll be able to instill in them that really what I want is the adults to realize that even though we know the saying that children are our future, it's true. The children are our future. And if we're not setting them up to succeed, they're not going to be able to set up themselves to succeed. You know, they need guidance and they need help in their life. So that's really what I'm hoping to accomplish. So.
Well, it's interesting because you have two different platforms, yet there's definitely an overlap there.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm sitting here talking about my mother, and your mother's here, and your parents are here, everyone, the families, I do think it's very important. And like I said, this is where the overlap is that we are a family unit, and that they and myself with my kids, we share experiences, we teach them good morals, and like I said, a lot of I'll just call them the mean girls, but you know what I'm saying. But you know, I hate to say this, and I don't judge people at all, because like I said, I think everyone is wonderful for who and what they are, but I think choices and decisions sometimes are not necessarily the best ones, and you know, apple trees grow apples, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And if you have to set an example and lead by example.
Yes.
So I admire the fact that you both have wonderful platforms. And what do you plan on doing, you know, any events or anything like that with your platforms this year?
With my platform, I'm definitely going to do, I did a fundraiser last year where I collected prom dresses, gently used gowns, so I can give them to girls on Long Island who couldn't afford dresses to go to their prom. And it sounds so silly and so simple, but their self-esteem grows. Prom is something that girls want to be able to experience. So it was really something amazing. A bunch of girls cried. They were just so excited to have that. So,
well, you know what? I mean, I don't know if this is going to work, but I do. Of course, I'm always connected to her. But Eva Boutique, Eva Pappas, she also does that.
She helped last year.
Oh, she did? She does the Cinderella Project.
I drove out to her, and she gave gave me a bunch of gowns from her sample rack, and they were taken. And those were like brand new gowns. Yeah. So these girls got beautiful, beautiful gowns to wear. I'm in contact with I put myself out there. I figure I only have a year of this title to use it. So I've contacted the Ronald McDonald House. I've contacted. I'm doing a run in Eisenhower Park, Run for Hope, which is for abused and neglected children on Long Island. I'll be emceeing the whole event and handing out the awards. So I really just trying to connect with every organization on Long Island who really deals with children and trying to set them up for a better life.
Well, you know what? There's a couple of organizations that I've worked with. After the show, we'll talk about, and I'll make the introductions for you. So that would be great.
Thank you.
And Nikki, with your platform, do you have any plans that you're thinking of what to do?
Well, so far, I mean, I was just crowned. With my reign, I am planning on trying to, you know, talk to schools, volunteer to teach at schools, and to talk to churches and things in my local community to try and, you know, get it out there and to try and talk to teens and to young women about exactly what my platform is, teaching teens to have self-acceptance.
Excellent. Good, good, good. All right, let's talk about the New York State competition. When is that? Do you know?
January.
It's January. I'm not sure what date yet. I don't know.
And it's usually, I don't know, this year. I actually went to it last year.
Oh, okay.
And I watched Sabrina win.
Oh, okay. Oh, I watched it on the computer.
Yeah,
I was like sitting on the computer watching.
I think it was in Westchester County somewhere.
But
one of the universities, I think it was, well, whatever, it doesn't matter. But we'll figure that out. So are you doing anything in preparation for that that's different than what you did for Miss Long Island or no?
Well, we will be as time gets a little bit closer. I know where I think we're both getting coaching and we're both going to, you know, prepare for the interviews. We know some things that we're going to be getting into. That's going to be exciting. But yeah, and then as far as the fitness portion, you know, just you got your...
My trainer.
Her trainer.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to buy new gowns? Or are you going to wear the same one?
I'm going to buy it.
Oh, should I not?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
We actually, of our prize package was a custom-made gown. Or a gown we can pick out ourselves. So we don't have to use it for that. We can use it for something different. But I'm thinking I'll probably use another gown.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because, no, I mean, who knows?
Right? I know.
Because you know what? If you win with something and it looks great.
No, yeah, I know.
You never know. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly.
All right. So I have a question for you. And I don't remember if I asked either of you the question, but this was asked of me and, you know, anyone that's involved with beauty pageants. So if someone came up to you and said that beauty pageants are horrible because they objectify women and they focus too much on physical beauty, what would you say to them? Jessica, you go first.
Well, I focus on the fact that this has made me such a strong person. Being in pageants, like I said, I've been in since I was 16, and I would never have been able to speak in front of people before this. I stood up in front of the judges, all of you on that day, and gave a 1-minute platform speech all about everything that I'm about, and I would never have been able to do that. And I can remember that after I left my first teaching interview, I was so excited because I was like, I nailed it because I was so prepared. And I think it really gave me confidence, especially with the interviewing process. It gave me the confidence to be able to speak in front of people and in front of a classroom as a teacher. So it is about beauty, and that's obvious. That's in the name of the pageant, so it's obviously part of it, but that's just a small part of it. I mean, you can't just be beautiful, and, you know, when you stand up, you can't speak, because as a pageant queen and as a queen now, I'm going to be going around Long Island and speaking with people, and, you know, my looks aren't going to get me through that. I'm not going to just be able to stand there and look pretty.
You're You're right, and that's one of the reasons why you won, because you're so well-spoken, and you're the total package.
Thank you.
And,
she is amazing, by the way. She is so, I'm listening to her speak, and the way she's speaking is amazing. I was with her last year in the pageant. She has, it's like she's grown like 3 or 5 years older, because the way she's speaking is beautiful. It's amazing.
It is.
I'm so proud of her.
And you're only 15.
I know.
Unbelievable.
It's incredible.
It is.
It is.
And I admire the fact that you acknowledge that.
Yep. No, I do. That's what I'm about to get into. But yeah, like, people think that, you know, pageants is just about being pretty and having, you know, a nice appearance. But, like, no, it's really the whole package. You have to, you know, have the public speaking skill. You have to be able to talk. You have to. But, of course, you know, looks are definitely a part of it. You know, that's what a lot of people think. But competing from last year, like you just said, I am completely transformed. I completely transformed from, like, a caterpillar to, like, I'm a butterfly now.
But physically, emotionally, just how? How do you think? Speak? You just interview skills with everything or what?
Pretty much with everything, but I'm definitely going to have to say more with speaking.
Okay.
Like, with my public speaking, like, I remember last year, I I mean, I was okay. It was my first time ever doing it, but this year I just feel completely different.
Was it the practice, or what do you think made the big difference?
I feel it was the practice and me maybe just maturing. Last year I was 14. I mean, maybe that was my big year for me where... Yeah. From 14 to 15, I just completely, I don't know what it was, but definitely I feel like the first experience of being in a pageant and then doing it again the next year, I knew what it was more about. I knew what I had to do. So I worked on it over the summer. I mm-hmm. prepared long and hard for it. And obviously, if you work hard, you will succeed mm-hmm. as far as what I have right now. So,
aww.
Yeah.
You guys are going to do so well, I have to
I
tell you.
So.
And like we said earlier, enjoy the journey, because that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it, you know, whatever event it is, once you reach that pinnacle, all mm-hmm. right, it's a few seconds and like the crowning, it's great. Mm-hmm. But if you really think about it, just that one moment, mm-hmm. it's just a moment.
Yeah.
You have to look at the entire experience. Mm-hmm. So
I think we're both really happy with what we have. I mean, we're going to go into New York wanting to win, but I just think that we're so happy with being Miss Long Island, that's you know, and Miss Long Island team, yeah. that's something we're going to be happy with for the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
So
wonderful. All right. So, and in closing, can you believe it's like the
no,
time
that was
has
fast,
come.
Right?
So, if someone does want to get in touch with you for an appearance or for autographs or whatever else they need to get in touch with you, how can they do that, Jess?
They can contact Dazzle D Productions. That's the company that runs the Long Island pageant. There's also our website, which is longislandpageants.com, and then you can get to the Dazzle D website through that website, and we're now on the page. I just saw that they uploaded.
Oh,
we're now our pictures are on the page, so it's Long right. Island, it's lipageants.com.
Okay, yeah. So lipageants.com, mm-hmm. and Nikki, you said, what's the other one, Dazzle D Productions?
Yeah, Dazzle D Productions, you can contact
either
them.
One?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is
if you
right?
yeah, if you look up Dazzle D Productions and then call their phone number, there you'll get in touch with someone who could definitely send an email to us, and we'll
terrific.
Get in touch.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. You are both wonderful. Thank you
so
very
terrific.
Much.
And that's it for tonight. And I welcome everyone to please tune in to the Everything Lydia Radio Show every Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. right here on WGBB 12:40 a.m. or streaming live via webcam. Wave hello at www.am1240wgbb.com. And remember to check your ordinary at the door and go live that remarkable life. Yep. See ya.
Join us for more of the Everything Lydia Radio Show every Wednesday night at 6:30 right here on WGBB 1240 AM. Have a legal question? Go online to AskLydiaTheLawyer.com. And to learn more about our host, Lydia Szczepanowski, or to hear a piece of tonight's show you might have missed, visit EverythingLydia.com. Thank you for joining us.